Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You pay tithes of mint and dew and cumin, and have neglected the weightier things of the law, judgment and mercy and fidelity. But these you should have done without neglecting the others. Blind guides, you strained out the yacht and swallowed the camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You cleanse the outside of cup and dish, but inside they are full of plunder and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, cleanse first the inside of the cup, so that the outside also may be clean." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. St. Paul, in his letter to Hebrews, he reminds us, the Word of God is living and effective, able to discern reflection and thoughts of the heart. We understand that in our hearts, there's always the voice of the Holy Spirit. But to what extent we listen to it, it's up to our attitude. Many times, we forgot. We're too much self-centered. We're too much proud of ourselves. We thought we can do it if we want. We missed the point. Without the help of God, we can do nothing. Jesus was also telling his disciples and us, ask will be given, lock will be open, seek and you will find. First of all, we have to seek the will of God. First of all, we have to ask the grace to love with the love of Christ. Many times we thought we are capable. We do not need special grace. As a matter of fact, every present moment, if we are 100% well, we need the grace of God. We need the grace to humiliate ourselves. Many times we are proud. That's the way that Satan is using it to destroy our faith in the Lord. We thought we can do it. But Jesus says very clearly, without me, you can't do anything. I like the prayer thoughts by Sister Faustina. Jesus, I trust in you. It's truly many times I was disturbed inside because I was there of the trust in the Lord. Satan using all this human weakness to destroy our strength to trust the Lord, in the Lord. Especially this time of this period of pandemic time. It's not always easy to keep calm, joyful. There are many times the news from outside, news surrounding us. It's not always love. Satan is using all these means to destroy our peace. our trust in the Lord. What we can do, just say again, with the reasoning, just to tell Jesus, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you.